More than 150,000 children have been targeted to benefit from this year's round of seasonal malaria chemo prevention exercise in the Upper West region by the Ghana Health Service. The six-day exercise, which started yesterday, will cover toddlers from 3 months to 59 months old. Addressing the media at a news conference at WA, the Acting Regional Director of Health Services, Dr. Winfred Ofusu, said the SMC, which was piloted in the region last year, received extensive patronage and was rated one of the successful vaccination exercises. He urged the stakeholders involved to ensure that this year's round surpasses last year's. Lydia Fojo has the rest of the story.
The seasonal malaria chemo prevention is one of the several interventions by the National Malaria Control Program under the Ghana Health Service to combat malaria, particularly among infants. It is administered to children 3 times in 3 days in the rainy season, where it is perceived that malaria is on the increase. Interacting with the media, the Upper East Regional Director of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Winfred Ofusu, said this year's experience has been extended to the Upper East region because of the success the region recorded in last year's SMC, which was a pilot exercise.
We realized that the prevalence of malaria within this group actually dropped. And as a result of this good work, this intervention is being scaled up to Upper East region. This year, with increase in population, we are looking at a total of 150,922 children, which will be dosed over this 1 week, starting from today to Saturday. And once we cover these children, we expect that the malaria episodes in this group will go down again, which will mean that our children will survive and will not die from malaria. In fact, they will visit the house 3 times because the medicine has to be taken on 3 o'clock.
The monitoring and evaluation officer, Samalopong, said 150,921 children have been targeted. He added that when the dose is applied, children will experience some sort of discomfort, such as vomiting, stomach pains, among others. This, he said, should be reported to the nearest health facility if it persists for long.
These are medicines, and for us, what we tell volunteers is that if you give a medicine and anything at all happens, just document any reaction the child portrays after the medicine has been given. It is not for the volunteer to decide that this is supposed to be reported or this is not supposed to be reported. It is not up to the volunteer to decide this is serious or this is not serious, but just report anything at all you see. So if you give the drug and the child shows any behavior other than what she, how she was before the medical report. 2015, SMC was implemented in July. What we realized was that in June, the cases started coming up. July, there was this peak of 5,000. October, there was this close to 8,000 cases, which was the far less figure compared to what we realized the previous year. Again, this year, in June, the cases have started coming up. Already, we have recorded close to 5,000 cases. And we think that with the implementation of SFC this year, we are going to avert this high peak we saw in 2015.
Health volunteers will give the first dose of the drug and the caregivers will be responsible for administering the subsequent doses under strict observance of the volunteers. This will be repeated in 3 months at the health centers.